This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win.
Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Lou Holtz is not in the top 25 rankings that were announced last night. It was the biggest announcement of the night. We were waiting for years for this.
Yep.
And we got it.
We were all waiting for the results last
night.
We
were all
glued to the TV.
Absolutely waiting for the results. 6 o'clock rolled around and the first college football playoff ranking was released. That was what the first polls closed around 6 o'clock too.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Sean's out today. He's very upset with the results.
That's right,
they were not what he was hoping for. Vandy is not in the playoff.
Vandy is not in the playoff. That was a bit of a surprise to me, was it not for you?
What, Vandy?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You weren't surprised?
No.
All right, so how did this thing shake out? Army comes in at 25. How about that? That's pretty good for them. They were so bad at football, at this thing we call football, so bad that for them to be in this position really, really is remarkable. A&M comes in at 14, SMU at 13.
Smoo.
So that is, I mean, they are knocking on the door. And listen, Alabama might lose. They play LSU this weekend, all right? Notre Dame might lose. BYU might lose. Indiana is going to lose. Tennessee plays Georgia in 2 weeks. Like, Texas has to go to A&M. And then they have to play in the conference championship game. Although, I do think this, and I don't know if this is not set in stone, but I do believe that the committee will honor the Big Ten and the SEC by allowing their conference championship game loser to have an automatic bid. It'll be a fake automatic bid. But I do believe they're going to protect the game, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. That would make sense to me. I'll tell you what. What's the most offensive or questionable part of this to you?
Well, let me give you the top 12. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, and Miami 4. Now, those rankings are different than the seeding. BYU is going to be the fourth seed.
Right.
That, to me, is the most offensive.
Is it?
The most offensive thing is that you're going to have a conference champ that is going to be outside the top, you know, four, get an automatic bye.
Yeah.
They should be in. They should not get a bye.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we get.
That's what we get
with the new system.
That's what we get.
That's to be expected given the system that we have.
Yep, it is. That's fair. I saw on the show last night, it was McElroy, Joey Galloway, and Ed Booger, mm-hmm. with Reese, and they seem to have a problem with Texas. Did you not pick up on that?
Yeah, but I mean, that group always complains about Texas.
Yeah, fair
in general,
and I understand it. Like, Texas is not have
McElroy
a top 20.
Is one of the biggest Texas haters there is.
Yeah, I get it. Now I get it. Texas doesn't have a top 25 win. Now there's Penn State.
But look, if the bracket's set up like this for Texas, that looks pretty good to me. You get Bama and then Miami.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're loving it. Like the only thing better would be is to be. You want to be either. You don't want to be in the 8-9. The 8-9 game would play Oregon. You don't want to be there.
Which who's there right now?
We are Tennessee and Indiana. Now, granted, you wouldn't have to go to Oregon, so that's good because that's a neutral site game. But you want to be the 12-5. 12-5 gets the 4 seed. Or you want to be in the 11-7.
Do you want to be 12-5, though, if you're Ohio State? Because then you're set up for a collision course with Oregon, which Ryan Day has shown he will beat everybody in college football except Michigan and Oregon.
Yeah, that's true. No, you don't. You don't want to be them.
I think since 2020 or something like that, we had the note Ryan Day is like 38-0 against everybody but Oregon and Michigan. And against those, he's 0-5.
Yeah. Yeah, and now, interesting, there are Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, and Indiana, so 4 Big Ten teams. You're going to have Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, so 4 SEC. Notre Dame's the independent, there's 9. BYU from the Big 12, there's 10. And you got Boise State, obviously, you know, getting to 11, and then Miami. So it's they're showing you who they believe to be the top dogs.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that SMU didn't sneak in there.
They have a chance though. Like Alabama might lose to LSU.
Alabama will lose 2 more games this year.
Oh, you think so?
Yep.
2?
Yep. At least.
Are you counting the conference championship game if they make it? Or nope. You don't think they'll make it? There's too many teams ahead of them.
Yeah, too many teams that'll make it ahead of them. I think that Alabama's got 2 more losses on the schedule.
This is, though, what we've wanted. We've wanted this kind of the playoff. Everybody thought, and I thought too, and I got to take this on the chin. I thought that this was going to ruin the regular season.
It has in a way.
It's ruined the regular season from the standpoint that you can lose and still make it up.
Yeah, that Georgia loss by Texas would have meant more back last year.
But you're still engaged.
A&M losing to South Carolina would be a massive critical upset.
Critical. They're still in it.
Yeah.
One more loss.
That's a little...
If they beat Texas with the same way the rankings are right now, I think they jump them. I think they jump in.
Probably.
Now, they don't jump Texas. Well, maybe they do.
They might jump Texas. If A&M gets to the end of the season, they've got 1 SEC loss. Texas has 2.
Yeah, because if they beat Texas, I think they go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you're in the SEC championship game or the Big Ten championship, I do believe you're in. I think that's what they're going to do.
302, Miami can't beat Texas. Don't kid yourself. Who said Miami could beat Texas? I don't think either one of us said that.
No.
No, I think, in fact, that's why I think if it sets up like this, Texas is beating Bama and then beating Miami, and then they got to deal with Georgia again.
Right. And that would be in whatever neutral site game they would play that one in. Oregon as the 1 seed, they would get the winner of, as it sets up today, the winner of Indiana versus Tennessee, and then the winner of BYU, Ohio State, or Boise State.
Which now, I think if Oregon and Ohio State get a rematch, which Oregon's already beat Boise State this year. They've beaten both of them. They've beaten Boise State and Ohio State so far this year. I think if they get the rematch, Ohio State outplayed them, I felt like, in a lot of ways. Dylan Gabriel was great in that game, but I felt like it was right there for the taking for Ohio State, and they just dropped the ball. And so, I know Ryan Day has shrunk in big games against teams like Michigan and Oregon, but if they get another shot at it, I think I'd pick Ohio State to beat Oregon.
I mean, look, the fact that it was in Oregon, you know, plays a role, and you know, Ohio State's a really good team, and Oregon has, I mean, especially at the beginning of the year, they did not play great football. They barely beat Boise, they barely beat Idaho, barely is relative.
Yeah, I think after the first 2 weeks, if you'd have told me, like, consensus number 1 is Oregon by this point in the season, I'd be very surprised.
I'd have been very, very surprised. So, any major issues, though, other than that?
No. I think that, like I said, I'm rooting for SMU to get in there. I think that'd be great, a great story, especially with them getting to the ACC and Florida State trying to essentially say, oh, this diminishes the ACC. This is why you got to let us out. It's not prestigious enough. And then, you know, Florida State is awful this year. But I really wish SMU still had RJ Maryland and he hadn't gone down with the knee injury, because that would make them an even more intriguing pick. But no, I mean, overall, fine.
Yeah.
Fine with everything.
I don't really have any problem with it at all. A couple of quick notes for you. Props to the University of Houston for telling the NFL to go stick it. They wore the Love You Blue unis.
They're nice looking uniforms.
They're great looking uniforms. The NFL says, no, this is the tenant. We own the rights to this. And the University of Houston is like, no, no, no. The city owns the rights to these. We feel like we have this thing on lockdown where you can't do anything. Props to whoever it is, Tillman Fertitta, I'm sure, who's just like, yeah, go ahead and wear them and I'll pay your fine. Whatever, I'll pay your legal fees with the NFL. Because these uniforms are great. And, you know, can you really own a color?
The NFL thinks they own a lot of things that they probably don't. But, yeah, no, I think they look so good. Because they are. They look very much like the Oiler uniforms.
Yeah.
That's the whole inspiration there. Now, here's the question.
Uh-huh.
Do you prefer... I don't like that when they wear these, it says Houston. I'd rather... Cougs.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Houston, in general, I don't like identifying city, school, whatever else, at home.
I agree.
And they wear these at home. I want the team nickname at home. I want the city name or whatever else on the
Absolutely.
Road. So, and especially if you already have Houston on the chest, you don't put Houston on the side of the helmet. To me, you put Cougs. Or that's what I would prefer. But otherwise, they're great.
You know, historically, the Rangers are one of the few teams that do that.
Wear Texas at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They've changed that in recent years, right? Now they have the cursive Rangers,
which I don't like that either.
That they wear.
I don't like. I don't like the writing. I don't like the font.
You just don't like anything about them.
I don't like anything in general. I'm just a curmudgeon.
Yeah,
I think is what we're learning.
Yeah, but I thought where it just said Texas was unique. I didn't care. I'm with you. I like where it says the team name at home, but it was unique, right? It was their little bit. This ought to make everybody happy because nobody really likes Dabo, right? Nobody really likes Dabo. But he was blocked from voting.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they said he had already voted.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
So he walks into the polling place. They said, no, you already voted. He goes, I'm sorry, ma'am. I did not.
How many Dabos are there?
Well, his name is William.
Oh, well.
All right. And as it would be when you have when you're a child and you have a male, Bobby doesn't know this, Peyton. But... sometimes you give them your name.
I have my dad's name.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Robert.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
Robert, I have my dad's name as well.
I have a different middle name.
I do too. I have a different middle name. But they put, when his son went and voted, they didn't check off which birthday it was. They checked the wrong birthday off or whatever. So then when he goes to vote, he hands his license in, and his birthday's already checked off. His name is William.
Oh.
William Sweeney. So it... they said, you can't vote. You've already voted. He's like, no, I did. I didn't vote yet. I didn't vote. So he had to fill out some paperwork, and now it won't get processed till like Friday. But
his son checked off, and so he couldn't check off.
Right. Yeah. So he was denied.
I hate when you can't check off.
Bobby.
What? We're talking about the voting rules there.
We are. And then one more thing. How about this? This is the Vanderbilt linebacker keeping receipts. And I love this. This is... Brian Longwell, who's a linebacker, and he kept this for 2 years. He kept this text message for 2 years. So he was being recruited by Auburn. Vanderbilt beat them 17-7. Well, Longwell was being recruited by Auburn, never committed publicly, but that's where he was going to go. And he posted a text that he got from one of their coaches that said, Brian, I'm sorry, buddy. We're not going to sign a high school linebacker in this class. More than likely, you are a great player with a bright future. Hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas. And he posted that after Vandy beat Auburn. Now, look, props to this coach for doing that, because he could have very, very easily just strung him along and he wouldn't have had a place to go and land on his feet. So props for like manning up and telling him what the deal was and being upfront, honest, respectful about it. But this kid has every right to chirp after you win. He holds all the cards.
Yeah, and it's a petty play that I like a lot. And there seems like there's a lot of petty swagger on Vanderbilt, which makes sense. I think that's more the reason why Sean adopted them even than his godson.
Yeah.
It's because Sean enjoys petty. Sean is petty himself.
That's why he's not here today. He's very petty.
Exactly. He's I think that Sean leans in more to the whole petty aspect of it. We don't even hear about his godson anymore. Just all about, oh, Pavia Mafia. I'm there. I'm with the Pavia Mafia. That's what he cares about now.
All right, so we got some Cowboy ballot measures for your consideration. Now, this was, of course, because, you know, yesterday was Election Day, so Bobby had to put some Cowboy ballot measures up for election. We will get into all that coming up next, along with Chopping It Up. It is your commercial-free expressway on Sean and RJ next on 105.3 The Fan. Chopping It Up coming.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Up in about 20 minutes, we will get to that. Of course, our power rankings coming up at 8 o'clock. It is Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean taking a sick day today, so he will be maybe back tomorrow. Maybe.
Coping hard.
Coping very hard. I don't know if that's true.
That's not it at all. I'm just joking. It's convenient.
But why would he be coping very hard? Well, the election did happen last night, which we were up very, very late.
Who won?
Donald Trump won. He is he's 47. I told you he'd be 47 very soon. So he wins. And that, because of the election, we were all into it. We were all like watching this thing. And yeah, I find it so fun to watch. I find like how they use the boards and
as a sport, like it's a great event, spectator man. Sport.
It really is. And then, you know, I think all the networks really do, like they all obviously do a good job. I think certain networks do better jobs than others. I thought CNN did a really nice job. I thought Fox did a really nice job. I flipped over to ABC. I was like, I'm not thrilled with their coverage of it. I don't like the board. I thought it was just too, honestly, the cameras are too close.
You've just 30 years later, you've never gotten used to saying Stephanopoulos.
No, it was Muir. David Muir.
I didn't even turn it over there.
I thought the CNN was good. I thought the Fox was good.
I watched very little of the coverage. Like, I watched CNN when it was up because I think John King doing the board is
John
great.
King's the best.
I honestly just had like the New York Times and the CNN maps open and I was just clicking.
Oh, you were just on your computer.
I was clicking around on states and stuff.
Oh. That's interesting.
Unbiased coverage.
Unbiased,
but I was taking in all the data and looking at things. And so it was like I said, it's a great, I love it from
Bobby
just,
was on it, guys. Bobby had like, he was the only one yesterday that said this thing was going to be over today.
Regardless of who it was, I figured it would be over.
He thought we would know. And like, he was so into these states. He's like, all right, his numbers, He said his numbers, he's like polling better or lower than he should have.
He's polling ahead of where like he was in 2020 in some areas, and like there were other. And that's the cool thing about a lot of those maps. You can click on a county on them, and then it'll like you can click on and you can change the year, just like John King does. You can see where is he in 2020 here, where was it? And so you just find the big city centers and go, okay, where was
right?
And you start figuring out the margins pretty quick.
And then you start getting texts from people who are like really happy. And those that
former
are
former baseball players, maybe
really upset. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe certain aunts who may or may not have been in town on January 6th. I don't know the whereabouts.
Tell you what, she's in town on November 6th today.
Yes, she is. And then you get sort of texts from people who are very upset. And they're just. I mean, they were just. I could show you.
I do feel like this one was less. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm gonna have people screaming at me here. I felt like last night was a little less toxic than the last two. Like the reaction, I think people are just kind of like numb to what this is every year now.
I think so. I also think one thing that played into it too was, it really wasn't close.
No, yeah, I think you had a good sense around 8:30 where it was going.
I think most people could kind of feel it out that it really so like that. It's like when you get blown out like in a sporting event, like you're less angry than like a close.
Yeah, like I mean, and not that it was like a landslide, but it was decisive.
It wasn't a landslide, but like you pretty much knew. You saw the writing on the wall for a couple hours.
There wasn't going to be recounts. It was like, we know where this is going.
Like I said earlier, like. For anyone who was alive and voting in 2000 to see Florida get called at 7 o'clock, you can't grasp how insane that is for someone like me. I remember I was in college. I was a month that we were sitting there wondering who was going to win.
Yeah, because we didn't find out till like December 13th. I don't think it was settled
like six times.
500 votes difference. That was a wild time. That was the first election I was really conscious of. I do have the results on a few. Propositions, a few ballot measures, though.
Let's do it.
And these are the ballot measures that I put out on Twitter on Monday. And so we got the results of these. Five different propositions for you, RJ right. Choppy. We're going to weigh in on them, and we want to hear your thoughts on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Now, if you've ever read a proposition measure, Chop.
I've had a lot of propositions and read some measures.
They are questions. And they're formed as, they're put in the form of a question that says, shall XYZ happen? Mm-hmm. And you vote yes or no. So proposition A.
All right.
Shall Trey Lance start over Cooper Rush if Dak Prescott is unable to play Sunday? Now we know he definitely is unable to play. And that ballot measure, 2,300 votes, it passed. Yes.
It did pass.
71% landslide said Trey Lance should start over Cooper Rush.
All right.
Without Dak Prescott in there. And where have you come down at this point? Are you satisfied with what seems like the Jerry suggestion, which is Cooper's probably going to start, but they're going to have packages in there where they work in Trey Lance? Is that acceptable to you, or do you think, no, I need to see everything with Trey Lance?
All right, so just for clarification, he is an unrestricted free agent come March, right?
Yes.
Can they trade him before then?
They could have yesterday.
No, but I mean, like, no. So even after the Super Bowl, they can't trade him.
Right.
Okay.
Because the trade deadline, that's the deadline for the rest of that league year. So the new league year starting is when you're a free agent.
Okay. Because the baseball's league year starts the day after the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So they could, like, you could trade whoever you want right now. Okay. I would say no, not this week.
Not this week.
Because I still, let's just say Dak's out for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that the team believes there's a chance to make the postseason. Let's see it. Let me see this team run with Cooper for a week or two and then go to Trey.
Okay. I'm of the opinion that I need to see what I got in Trey Lance. And I think there's already so much that his value has been degraded that it doesn't help you to hide him. Like, I think that only makes things worse. There's not an air of mystery about it. You're not going to get some team that signs him and then gets you a comp pick because, ooh, well, we still don't know enough about Trey Lance. No, you can't hide him. Like, I think people assume you're hiding something by not playing him. It's like, why'd you trade a fourth round pick for him to not even to play when your quarterback's out for a month?
So do you think there's a chance they bring him back next year?
Maybe. It's possible.
And not Cooper?
If they want to invest in him. Yeah, or I mean, they could bring back both if they want.
I suppose, yeah.
All right. So that measure passes. Most people want to see Trey Lance. Not going to happen, though, yet. This was yesterday. Proposition B, shall the Cowboys trade player assets in exchange for draft picks on Tuesday? Tank, baby, with 83.2% of the vote. Yes. Resounding past. And of course, the Cowboys did the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. They traded away their draft capital and got a player in return. Now, here's the thing. You've been a proponent before, Chop, of the buy and sell.
Right.
And it feels like they could have done some of that yesterday. They just chose not to.
Yeah, like, let's just say the Cowboys had the same feeling on, let's just say, Tolbert that Carolina had on Mingo. So you sell Tolbert to a team and you buy Mingo. Yeah. I I'd have been okay. Now, I'm just using Tolbert because it's the same position.
Sure.
I'd have been okay with that. You're selling something that didn't work. You're buying something from somebody else that doesn't work. But either way, it's a buy and a sell. I'd have been okay with that. I don't like what they did. I don't like the player. I don't like the compensation they gave up. And I don't like the plan.
Yeah, it's tough to justify it. And I want to know, and we're going to have to ask Jerry about this. Maybe KNC ask him about it on Friday. Who picked up the phone?
Yeah.
Did you call? Because you've always told us the person who picks up the phone is usually the one who comes off in the desperate position. So did you pick up the phone and say, mm-hmm. can we get him? And Carolina felt like, ooh, we got you. Give us a fourth. Or did they call and you pulled the Tom Hicks?
Yep.
And you bid against yourself for A-Rod.
Amen.
Although you get, it's not A-Rod, it's J-Mingo.
J-Mingo.
Yeah, J-Ming or whatever it would be. But, yeah, I think the Cowboys screwed up yesterday.
I totally agree with you, man. I think they butchered this one.
It was very short-sighted. It feels like, doesn't it feel like a 2011 to 2016 era Mark Cuban Mavs move to try and hold on to something where it's like, just can we start the process here?
I mean, honestly,
stop going and getting Darren Williams.
You could say it feels like a 2013 to 15 John Daniels move, right?
Sure.
To hang
going to train for Ryan Dempster.
Yeah.
Or Matt Garza or mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. Very similar.
Feels like that. Who did they trade for Dempster? Was it Hendricks? Kyle Hendricks?
I think it was. Yeah. Oof. The Dempster trade was not a great one. No. All right. Proposition C. This is a good one for you, Chop. This was the closest margin, actually. Or no, it wasn't. The closest margin was the Lance one. Proposition C. Shall the Cowboys give play calling duties to Brian Schottenheimer?
Oh, no.
You're saying no?
No. No, God, no.
Why? You don't want R2P2?
Run, pass, punt? No, thank you.
Is it possible to look more conservative than this offense does right now, though?
Yeah.
Dude.
The offense Brian Schottenheimer ran with the Jets, with Mark Sanchez, ground
pushed the ball down the field more than what we saw on Sunday against Atlanta.
That's fair. They did. That's fair. Yeah. Okay, so at what point in the game did Dak actually first hurt the hamstring?
Early fourth.
Okay.
Early fourth or late third, one of them. Right. But yeah, no, they were not pushing the ball down the field at all.
No, they weren't.
Proposition C passed. They want to give over the play calling to Brian Schottenheimer. I might. I think, look, Dak's out now, so it matters less. I think if Dak were in there, I would definitely consider it because I think Dak and Schottenheimer have a more unified vision for what the offense should look like than your current play caller and your quarterback do. So yes, passed in big numbers. Proposition D. Shall the Cowboys offer Zach Martin a trade to a contender with his career in its final stages?
They should
they have offered that?
Should they have? Yeah.
Just a courtesy? Like, hey, if you want, this is getting near the end. If you would like this as a shot to win something, we'll do it.
I mean, obviously, they're not out of it yet, but he has been a negative.
Yeah.
He has not been a good player this year, and this is not a very good way for him to go out.
No, and it's...
This is it for him, right? He's not coming back?
I think so. Even if he wants to play another year, I think they're going to cut him. I think he's going to be a release.
And what is his?
He'd be a post-June 1 guy. Because of the way the contract is structured, he'd be a post-June 1 guy. But I do think that Zach Martin is a guy who still can play well, but he's clearly banged up, and that's limiting him, and he has clearly declined. And that's, you know, we're getting in the twilight stages of his career. So should they have offered that up to him as an option of just, hey, we'll do solid by if you want to do this? Yeah, I think that that would have been fair. And yes, won overwhelmingly 76%.
Oh, God.
What? What's the number?
All right, so next to 2024 on a post-June 1, it's 15.5. So that would have been this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next year, it's 9.4. And then 2026, it's 9.4. And then 2027, it's 4.4. And then 2028, it's 3.25.
Yep. A lot of money.
Those void years kill you. Now, can you take those all at one time? Or do you have to take them in each void year?
No, you when you cut them, it all accelerates to now.
Oh,
you have to eat all of it. Now, if you post June 1, you split it. So however much money that is, you either take the entire charge or you can post June 1 release him.
$25 million.
And you split it up in half. So it would be 12 and a half and 12 and a half versus just 25 on 1 year.
Yikes.
So that's the way that it sets up. In fact, that's why teams are hesitant a lot of times to cut players who have a bunch of void years stacked on. That's what Dallas was facing with the Dak situation. If they let Dak walk off, they had 3 void years worth of money they had thrown on there. So if he left in free agency, they have to eat the entire charge of those void years at once. And that was going to be, he cost us $40 million on the cap just leaving in free agency, not even being released. That's why they were in a really bad spot and why they essentially mismanaged it. And then finally, Proposition E for Ezekiel.
Oh.
Shall the Cowboys release Ezekiel Elliott and the most overwhelming margin of the five, 91%, yes.
91%?
91%.
91% of people don't agree on anything.
They agree on this. Cut Ezekiel Elliott. And are we at that point where if you're ineffective and you're also a distraction, what are you really bringing?
That's true. If you're ineffective and you're still rushing at 5.1 yards a carry, or you're hitting 40 bombs and batting 308, or you're draining 42% of your three-pointers, be a distraction.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's not that anymore. He was a distraction. Let's be honest, he's been a distraction most of his career. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yeah.
Would we agree with that?
Well, I mean, he's had off-the-field concerns at times.
Pretty consistently, I'd say, throughout his career, he's had them. When he's played really well, you deal with it. You deal with those headaches right when you're playing well.
Yeah, you do.
And that's the issue. Now, these 5 ballot measures that all passed overwhelmingly, overwhelming yeses in honor of the election season. You know, we wanted to tackle those with the fan base. There are other issues out there. We played in the first hour, you know, the Bill Belichick campaign's push for the Cowboys head coaching position, the really nasty attack ad.
Really nasty on Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. Just gross. But you know what? There's a guy who holds that job right now.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he's trying to keep
him. And Mike McCarthy is saying, I'm not going to stand for Bill Belichick trying to come for my job while I still have it.
They're trying to primary him right now.
Hell no. And so Mike McCarthy, before we get into chopping it up, with the election season ramping up, Mike McCarthy had a response to the Bill Belichick ad.
The following is paid for by the McCarthy Family Bar.
Bill Belichick wants to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, but why is this Patriot wrong for America's team? Bill Belichick doesn't want you to know that he's never had a tour group walk through one of his press conferences. Belichick likes to point out that he game planned for Peyton Manning, but what might it look like when he's game planning for Derek Carr while an account executive from LG brings his nephew by for a picture? There's only one man with the expertise to handle such a high-pressure situation, Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has a proven track record of consistently bringing teams back from blowouts so that they don't lose quite as bad. Bill Belichick only makes comebacks in the Super Bowl. Can the Cowboys fans trust that kind of inconsistency? Bill Belichick, he's just like anything, but winning.
So Mike McCarthy coming back strong. Saying, you're not going to take my job.
No,
yet. That's not going to happen.
That's fantastic.
So that's the pushback from McCarthy. And I think there's one more attack ad I saw.
Is there?
Sounded like somebody was going after Brian Flores. The idea of Flores coming to Dallas. So you know we'll just have to see what comes with that next hour.
All right, very nice. Little attack ads. I like this. This is good. This is good because it's election season. Well, the election season was ended yesterday, but they're still counting votes. Every vote counts, they say. That's what I'm told.
I hear Maricopa County's got a fresh box in just a few minutes ago.
Stop it. All right, let's chop it up, Peyton.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Man, I never thought I would see this, but as I said, yesterday was election day, and if you're just waking up, Donald Trump is the president-elect. Georgetown will have self-care suites for students that are stressed out because of it.
Oh, it's good. Is that where Sean is this morning?
I don't think that's where he is. And I'm not joking. They will have milk and cookies and coloring books there.
Sign me up. I'm all down
that
for the
sounds
milk
like
cookies.
A good time.
It actually sounds amazing. Like I wish they had this. You can coddle the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're like, yeah, my candidate won or lost. I'm still going for milk and cookies and coloring books.
I didn't participate. I was yesterday, I was just, I hope both teams had fun. But if I know this is available to me, I'm going in with a box of Kleenex. I'm patting, you know, the tears away.
I'll get a pacifier for all I care. Walk in there with that thing on in my mouth.
I'm walking in there. I'm giving them my pronouns and I'm asking for some cookies.
Now, do y'all like nuts your cookies?
These nuts,
like
these
nuts.
Do y'all like nuts in your chocolate chip cookies?
No, honestly, no.
Depends on the cookie, not the chocolate. Have you ever had cowboy cookies?
Yes.
So cowboy cookies, I like that whenever some people put some in there. But yeah, if it's just chocolate chip cookie with nuts in it, no.
What about brownies in your brownies?
Ooh.
I love them in brownies.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I do.
They gotta be. They can't be like whole ones though.
Right.
They gotta be like
diced.
The diced onion
Absolutely.
Version of nuts.
So yeah, Georgetown had. They'll be treated to goodies that would, be like they have a Lego station, coloring books, milk, cookies, hot chocolate. They had that yesterday. They'll have it today for students who find the election to be just a little bit more stressful than they had hoped. Sean P. Diddy Combs. Diddy. Diddy had his birthday this weekend behind bars. Turned 55.
He's officially aged out of our demo.
He is aged out of our demo.
No longer pandering to him.
The disgraced mogul. They call him a mogul. So what do you think was on his birthday menu at MDC Brooklyn? That is the prison that he's being housed in right now. MDC Brooklyn. He started his day with cereal, fruit, and a breakfast cake.
I bet he started with cereal.
All right. But as the day went on, it also had pasta, right? He had pasta available to him, meatballs, and that meal was served at 11 a.m. For dinner, he had chicken or tofu fried rice, his choice, black beans, carrots, and that was the essentially what he had for his dinner, and then he had a dessert. So not quite the birthday for 55 that he was probably hoping he would have had when he turned 54.
No, he probably figured a lot more Johnson & Johnson on his 55th birthday. I was just censoring myself.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you.
I was
going to
go somewhere with it. I'm sure you can figure out where I was.
I saw some of the stories that came out about the Diddy parties, the quote unquote freak offs that they've had. And
are you like me when you read that stuff, by the way, that you alternate like almost laughing at the absurdity of like holy crap like this and then realize like no this isn't funny this is actually horrifying that this was
so like, I had to have a talk to my kids because like my oldest is like every time there's a party that's what they call it now that's what they just call parties now
they call them that like hey we're having a freak off
yes and I'm like guys that's what all the kids at school call it. I'm like all right you know
kind of
people were like assaulted and worse at these things. You can't.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's be careful here.
I mean, it's objectively, if I was a teen,
I would
that
do
age,
the same thing. If I was
probably
a teen,
would, right. and I'd probably find it funny. That's that you change the older you get, and the more you see the weight of serious subject matter, where you're like, guys, let's maybe not associate
sure.
with that at all.
But according to the reports, he would make the people, the other women, watch Jennifer Lopez music videos at these parties. But you had to watch the J-Lo music videos at these parties, which I found to be very, 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 very odd.
That was the worst thing that happened to some people at those parties.
Oh, God. And then others, he made them sign NDAs. They're not allowed to share any information about Diddy, his family, partners, associates without explicit permission. That includes photos, filming, recording, posting on social media, interviews, or disclosing any party details. Now, party guests who sign the NDAs are bound by the alleged agreement. Quote, this is according to TMZ. For the life of the artist plus 20 years after their death.
what an absurd contract to sign.
Or 70 years, whichever's longer.
Whichever's longer.
So for the life of the artist plus 20 years after their death. That is like, I mean, that like you said.
So if you die 5 years after going to one of these parties, it's like, well, no, not 20 for you. It's 65 for you. You got to go 65 years because that's longer.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Who signs that going into that? Especially once you've seen it. Who's ever going back and sign it? Well, I guess a lot of people did.
I mean, I guess a lot of people
Hollywood,
did.
Hollywood, the music industry, everything else. It's
a cesspool.
It's just as weird
and
effed up as they've told us it was.
A witness testified before a grand jury late last week that he's in possession of 11 flash drives containing 8 party videos. And he also claims that 8 different A-list celebrities appear on those videos. Someone's going to buy these. I would think.
I bet we never see them. Ever.
Yeah, someone may buy them and just destroy them.
But I bet we never get any proof they exist. Just like there was a bunch of alleged proof that we were going to get on Epstein that never came out. Because I think there's too much power involved that doesn't want that to ever see the light of day.
You might be right. It's chopping up here on 105.3 The Fan Power Rankings coming up at 8 o'clock, 14 minutes from now. What are some of the major challenges when you start a new job?
Making friends.
All right, making
big
friends.
Challenge.
Is that the concern? Assimilating, figuring out what you can, figuring out what's important and what's not. That was the biggest thing for me here. Figuring out the stuff that, no, that's not really what should be the priority. Despite, like, you get a big job description, there's clearly a prioritization that you got to figure out when you're in that job. So I just say, prioritizing your time, probably.
All right. Okay. So, time. That's a good one. So, researchers surveyed over 2,000 Gen Z adults, ranging from, they said 16 to 25, to find out, you know, about why they walked away from employment opportunities. And a large portion of them have walked away because of two things. One, They've essentially said, no, we're turning down job opportunities. One, because of the transportation cost to get to the job. And two, because of the clothes they would have to buy to work the job. Which is a vicious cycle because you're going to have transportation and you're going to have clothes for your job.
That's why you work in radio, baby. You just wear whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
That's our motto around here. 105 through the fan. We wear what we want.
We wear what we want. Yeah,
we've said that consistently. I do get it a little bit.
I do.
If I had to dress up every day, that might cause me to pass on a job. If I wasn't allowed to just wear my hoodies and my hats.
I wouldn't pass on a job.
I would. And that's
if I needed work.
Some people are thinking I'm exaggerating.
No, Bobby's not.
Don't you believe I would pass on a job if it meant to
Bobby
have to dress
up? Bobby absolutely is not. He would absolutely not. So, inflation, climate change, social justice—they all make Gen Zers feel burnt out. And it turns out, like, Gen Z employees are missing on average right now 1 day of work a week. For mental health.
Boy, they're forcing that 4 day work.
Yeah, they are.
They're
going to make sure that we get that 4 day work week. Hey, look, I support them. Miss all the days you want. Let's get that 4 day work week going.
I thought you were in favor of the 4 day work week, but then the 10 hour work day, aren't you? Because you don't want them working 32 hours a week. Haven't you said that you want it to be still be a 40-hour work week?
Yeah.
But just fit it into 4 days instead of five.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, I just feel like if I'm gonna get paid for it, I should work.
I like the idea. I know you don't. I like the idea of if we're going to go to the four-day work week, making Wednesday the day that you get off.
Oh, that's insane.
You think that's bad, and I know that, but I like the idea of just two and two. You just get 2 days work. You never have to go.
You never have to, half-time?
Never have to go 3 days work in a row.
Oof. All right. I mean, look, I understand it. I think you're insane.
It would have been fun this week because of the election on Tuesday. You know, you get Wednesday off.
Yeah, that's what Sean did.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. Starbucks is losing record business, over 10% year to year over the last couple of years each year. People are having trouble paying $8 for lattes. But they are shrinking the menu. They are shrinking the menu. First of all, they're not going to upcharge you for a different kind of milk, a milk substitute. So if you want oat milk or you want your soy or whatever, they're not going to charge you any extra for that. But they are removing the poop drinks.
What are those?
Those are the Oleatos. Oleatos. O-L-E-A-T-O. Oleato. Anyway, okay. They are being removed as of tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to be removed from the core menu just a year after they put them on the menu, and people were saying that these were the ones that as soon as you drank it, you were rushing to the bathroom. Starbucks was like having lines out the bathroom because they were just giving people, the you-know-whats.
Yeah.
And the Rias.
Wash down your Taco Bell with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so they're going to streamline this menu. They're going to shrink the menu. Also, they apparently take a little bit longer to make, so it's creating longer lines.
Were you ever a Starbucks guy? Did you ever go through a Starbucks phase at all?
Oh, my God.
Were you?
Yes.
What stopped? Because I don't think I've ever seen you with one. Even when we've had one like near us, Super Bowl or something, I don't ever see you getting it from there.
I mean, it just got too expensive. Like, I still love it. I still will get, like, on a weekend. I've also tried to cook more at home for my breakfast. I used to just go, like, when I was going to kids baseball, I would always stop at Starbucks on the way, and I would get a sandwich and the coffee. And
those sandwiches were never good to me.
Oh, the bacon Gouda, I think, is phenomenal.
It's okay, but like I can tell it was frozen and thrown in a microwave.
That's fair. Yeah, you can. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, I just said, all right, I'm just going to start making my own breakfast, and you make a coffee at home. I still enjoy it. Like I do now like to treat myself with it. Like, all right, I really want one. Because I think they're fantastic. I think their coffee's tremendous. I don't ever get lattes. I don't ever get.
Oh, I love the
maybe an Americano.
The caramel frappuccino, man. That's what I'd say, give me extra, all that caramel drizzle on it.
It's also, there's no way to go to Starbucks before the show. They're closed. Yeah, I guess I could probably get in.
I hate that, by the way. The fact that, like, why is it that the people who probably need coffee the most are the ones who are out and about before 6 a.m. And that's not who you're catering to.
Right. They should. They should open at 4.
And they should be. Why are you open at 9 o'clock at night, but you're not open at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you got to get those raspberry hibiscus drinks.
Okay.
Or whatever they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Raspberry hibiscus. Or the, what's the little strawberry waters that people get?
Yeah. I don't know what those are. Wait, are those the hibiscus drinks?
I don't know.
It's what my girls get when we go there. Much into the afternoon beverages. All right, a little chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean and RJ. Sean's out. I'm RJ Chobby, Bobby Belt, Peyton alongside. And we have, what's up?
Sean is texting, by the way. He just texted us. Should I ask him for his power rankings? I need to just be like, hey, send us your power rankings.
Absolutely.
Rest of your power rankings. Okay.
I'll call him at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. All right. It is Sean and RJ here on The Fan. And like you just said, power rankings coming up next here on 105 Through The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.